This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. President Obama gave a speech today, another speech, I ought to say, on infrastructure and the Highway Trust Fund. That's a pot of money that states use to build roads and bridges. It's about to run out of money, that pot is, in August, in fact, if Congress does nothing. Thing you need to know is that transportation projects have typically been funded on a long-term basis. But Congress being what it is today, that's not going to happen with the trust fund. So we are going to get yet another stopgap bill, what has come to be known as a short-term fix, a patch, if you will. Problem solved? Pfft. Because, as Marketplace's David Gurra reports, there are real consequences to governing this way.
After a while, the fiscal crises kind of blend together, don't they? All the continuing resolutions, the last-minute debt ceiling deals.
This is one heck of a way to run a railroad.
Political strategist Greg Valliere is with the Potomac Research Group.
It makes it very difficult for companies to hire, to plan for benefits, to buy supplies.
And according to Linda Fowler, who teaches government at Dartmouth, short-term legislation is also hard on federal agencies that contract with those companies.
It makes it impossible to have an orderly bidding process to get the best price for people to plan their budgets over the long run and set priorities.
Fowler says these bills take up time and political capital.
This is just very inefficient and wasteful.
What could become landmark legislation falls to the wayside. Immigration reform, tax reform. Matt Dickinson is a political scientist at Middlebury.
A lot of the issues out there that you think can be solved and will be solved more easily if they're addressed earlier as opposed to later, aren't getting addressed at all.
This dysfunction dates back at least a decade, David Cannon says. He's a poli-sci professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. At first, it affected budget issues. And programs like the Highway Trust Fund, which funnels money into both Democratic and Republican districts, were safe.
Everyone loves building highways, and now we can't even agree on funding that.
Cannon says that as the government lurches from deadline to deadline, it's capable of doing real damage. In Washington, I'm David Gurra for Marketplace.
Just realized nobody actually said kick the can down the road in that piece. How about that?